KQA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rocket strike Saturday at a soccer field killed at least 12 children and teens, according to Israeli authorities. In the deadliest strike on an Israeli target along the country's northern border since the fighting between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah began, it raised fears of a broader regional war. Israel blamed Hezbollah for the strike in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights, but Hezbollah rushed to deny any role. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned that Hezbollah will pay a heavy price for the attack, one that has not been paid. Japanese and U.S. defense chiefs and top diplomats are meeting in Tokyo for security talks aimed at further bolstering their military cooperation, including by upgrading U.S. forces command and strengthening American licensed missile production in Japan. The allies increasingly operate together amid the rising threat from China. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are joining their Japanese counterparts. They're holding their first talks on the U.S. commitment to extend deterrence, which includes nuclear weapons. Three Russian warships arrived in Cuban waters. That's Moscow's second such maritime voyage in as many months, and a reflection of deepening ties between Russia and Cuba. The naval group consists of a training group, a patrol frigate, and a refueling tanker. They're expected to remain docked in Cuba's port of Havana until July 30th. The Sunday arrival of the vessels comes mere weeks after another squadron of Russian troops arrived. This is VOA News. A new era is now coming for Mexico's powerful Sinaloa cartel in the wake of the capture of by U.S. authorities of Ismael El Maya Zambada, the last of the grand old Mexican drug traffickers. Experts believe his arrest will usher in a new wave of violence in Mexico, even as Zambada could potentially provide loads of information for American prosecutors. He had eluded authorities for decades and had never set foot in prison. He was known for being an astute operator, skilled at corrupting officials and having an ability to negotiate with everyone, including rivals. He was captured Thursday, along with the son of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Philippine government personnel have transported food and other supplies to a fiercely disputed shoal occupied by a Filipino Navy contingent without any clashes with China. The area is closely guarded by Beijing's forces in the South China Sea. In the past, such trips have resulted in aggression between the two countries' ships, but no confrontations were reported from Saturday's transport. The Department of Foreign Affairs in Manila said Saturday that it was the first Philippine government supply trip to the Second Thomas Shoal since the Philippines and China reached a deal a week ago to prevent clashes. Donald Trump has wrapped up his rally in Minnesota as the presidential campaign enters a critical final 100-day stretch. The rally in St. Cloud on Saturday also featured his running mate, J.D. Vance. The rally was a gamble for Trump that could potentially force Democrats to devote resources to a state they might otherwise ignore, but it could also be a risk for the Republican nominee if he focuses on reach states instead of more traditional backgrounds. In a fresh broadside against one of the world's most popular technology companies, the U.S. Justice Department has accused TikTok of harnessing the capability to gather bulk information on users based on views on divisive social issues like gun control, abortion, and religion. Government lawyers say in a brief filed in federal court late Friday that TikTok and its Beijing-based parent company ByteDance use an internal web suite system called Lark to enable TikTok employees to speak directly with ByteDance engineers in China. One of Lark's internal search tools, the filing states, permits ByteDance and TikTok employees in the U.S. and China to gather bulk user information based on content. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.